like to sit down. Most of you know that I live down on the Greenwich Peninsula, and there's a campaign going on down there at the moment to stop the developers building a huge skyscraper. And the reason they're trying to stop it being built and to have the size of it reduced is about the place where they're going to put it. They're going to put it right next to the ecology park. And as a result, the shadow that will be cast by this building will be right over the ecology path. And the consequences of that is that many species of wildlife that are down there run the fear of becoming extinct. Because without the light, they won't be able to survive. Now you might be saying to yourself, what's that got to do with today's gospel? Well, today we heard about Jesus going to the temple. And when he got there, he became very angry. And there's people who make all sorts of excuses for Jesus getting angry. They call it righteous anger. You know, they don't want to accept the fact that somebody like Jesus could actually lose the rag. Jesus lost his temper. Why did he lose his temper? He lost his temper because the temple had ceased to become a place of worship. And it became a place of where people do business. The reason they had the money changers, of course, was that they wouldn't accept Roman coins in the temple. So you had to change them when you got there. And of course, like all good banks, if you want to go and change money into another currency, they charged you a fee. So they were exploiting people, these money changers. They weren't just giving them one coin for one coin, they were charging 25% or whatever on top. And of course, the people were there selling the cattle, selling the sheep, selling the doves, so that people could make sacrifices. And again, they were trying to make money. It was hardly a place that was conducive to worship. It was a marketplace. And not only that, it would have stunk to high heaven. Because think about it. All those sheep and the cattle and the doves all gathered around. It was like a sort of farmyard. And people were expected to go there to worship God. And Jesus, you see, had saw that there was a real danger of true worship becoming extinct. There's the link to the opening bit. Jesus saw that there was a real danger of worship becoming extinct. Why? Because the atmosphere for worship had gone. Now, as a community, we're preparing our mission action plan. And one of the aspects that we're looking at is our worship. And we need to be critical about our worship. We need to ask ourselves similar sorts of questions. Are the places, the spaces we use for worship, conducive to proper worship? Or is the things that get in the way? Do we provide a really good space to enable ourselves to be in the presence of God and to experience God when we come to worship in this place? Or are there aspects of our worship space that resemble the temple at the time of Jesus. When we come to this place, we come here to take a moment out of our busy, hectic schedule. And life today is very busy and very hectic. And it's a time for us to come and be in the presence of God. And this space should help us to experience the presence of God and not distract us. We might not have sheep. We might not have cows and doves and money changers here, although sometimes they might be erring a little bit towards the money changers, you never know. But there are other things that we could be bringing into this space which make it difficult for us to worship. And for me, what today's gospel is asking of us as a community is to think about our worship, to think about how we worship, and to try to ensure that we remove all those things that stop us coming into the presence of God and experiencing God in our lives whenever we come to this place. Amen. Thank you.